Oh, Alan, he was Protestant, and John was Catholic born. Oh, it never made a difference, for their friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening, when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we will always be as one.
I've never seen Belfast from the middle of the sea before. It looks totally different. Surrounded by all these hills with the sun setting behind them, the red glow of the sunset makes a change from the glow of all the fires all over the city. I can't stick the smell of all the cigarettes inside. I've smelt enough smoke to last me a lifetime, so I have. Except this wasn't cigarette smoke. This smoke was thick and black and bitter and burnt to the very bottom of my lungs. I woke up to the sounds of screaming and crying. I didn't know what was going on until I smelt it. Smoke everywhere, choking me and making me blind. I found the stairs, only to see that the hall was on fire. They'd put the petrol bombs through the letterbox and the living room window. Do you know something? I didn't panic. I felt dead calm. I got to the back door with the rest of my family and escaped into the next street, where I stood with the rest of my neighbours and watched my home burn to the ground. I felt nothing, just numbness as I saw the hatred and the sectarianism lighting up in the sky. All I had left were the clothes on my back. Why? Why? I kept asking myself. Why did our Protestant neighbours hate us so much? Why were they burning Catholic families out of their houses all over the city? Why? So here I am, leaving my lovely country to go to England. I can't stay. I have to get away, make a new life somewhere else. I don't want to leave my family and friends and go to the land of the oppressor, not knowing what lies ahead of me. I'm going to miss the waltzing at the Trocadero, the Cayley dancing in the Clonard, the music sessions in Kelly Cellars. I'll miss the dark Belfast humour, the warmth and the friendliness. I won't miss the hatred. My sister has found me a job in London in a bar. It's good money and I'll be staying with her. There are traditional music sessions in the bar and a big Irish community around, so maybe it won't be so bad after all. The leader of the loyalist gang responsible for making thousands of Belfast Catholics homeless was found dead last night. I heard it on the news. The police say it could be a revenge killing, but have no conclusive evidence. They're not hopeful of finding the killer. People don't know what they're capable of when injustice pushes them to the limit, when they are oppressed and can't take any more, when anger and pain and fear makes good people fight back. I have no regrets. That's between me and my conscience. He died quickly, too quickly. I wanted him to suffer, like I suffered when my child died in that fire. I murdered him, like he murdered her, and I have to live with that for the rest of my life. My sister thinks the change will help me. I hope it does. She'll never know what I've done. It's getting cold now that it's dark. I think I'll go inside the warm. I can see the plough high up in the sky. The stars are so bright and there's a lovely crescent moon over Cave Hill. The sky's lit up, a fiery red. Belfast is still burning.
There were roses, roses, and the tears of the people ran together.
No Smoke Without Fire was written by Sean McNally and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving Competition for New Writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Rachel Neelis. No Smoke Without Fire is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.